time to wake up, sir.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK FM. KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle. And streaming live now in full digital audio at KZOK.com.
The choice is yours.
Taylor Mitchell. Canadian folk singer. Taken out by Coyotes. You like her, Joe?
I love this song. It's hard to believe she's 19. She sounds older than her years when she sings.
Joe's got a lot more We Shouldn't Mess With Animals Anymore stories this morning, by the way, for Halloween. It is a Halloween theme today. Facebook shout-out going out to Carlos Roots. Carlos Roots, if you're there, give us a call, and we'll give you some tickets to something. Got a few things on the hopper. 1-800-252-1025. The high price for the iPhone in China. Remember, yesterday word came that Chinese laborers work in 100-degree sweatshops, 80 hours a week, pouring the molds for the iPhone. And I wondered if they could afford to buy it. By the way, that 70 cents an hour is a great wage in China. It's about double the normal wage. So people are lined up to work in those sweatshops.
Saw a picture of a girl working in a sweatshop from iPhone. It was a picture taken. Someone bought a new iPhone and found a photo on it that a factory worker took.
Had taken
a photo
of herself? Oh,
yeah,
I would love if all of my sweatshop products came with a photo of the person
that
who put
great?
It.
That'd be great. Carefully prepared for you by Bang Wang.
It would be like a sponsorship in a
yeah.
way.
Yeah, but this lady looked happy, healthy, flashing a little peace sign and a thing. And had a hairnet on.
Well, let's see what this makes you feel. How much do you think the iPhone costs in China then? Here it costs anywhere from $300 to $500 without a service contract. What do you think it would cost there?
If 70 cents is a good wage in that country, I would venture to guess it costs less than $100.
Less than $99 for the iPhone.
$79.95.
Okay, Joe, you already know. The iPhone costs $1,024.
In the exchange rate?
That's the dollar exchange. In other words, it costs the Chinese equivalent of $1,000.
So outside of the president of China, who has one?
Well, very rich people. There are the have-a-lots and the have-nothings. So
the people that are doing business with people in the U.S., there's some wealthy factory owners over there.
So this thing that you're building on the sweatshop, it's $1,000. You can't afford it. $7.25. When you are trick-or-treating tomorrow night, you'll see no shortage of skeletons and skulls. But, of course, they'll all be plastic and, by the way, made in China. Did you know that throughout history, people have sought, and I haven't, but people have sought to possess the real thing, real skulls. Particularly the skulls of famous and powerful men. Colin Dickey has just published a book on the history of what is known as craniocleptomy. I had never heard of it either. But people do rob graves so that they can own the skulls of geniuses for themselves. Colin Dickey, what's the most famous incident of this?
You know, the book follows about six or so different people who have, in history, had their heads stolen. You know, Viennese composers were popular ones. Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven.
They all had their heads stolen?
Yeah, they all had their heads stolen. Probably the most spectacular one was the composer Haydn, who had his head stolen by a friend of his less than a week after he died, who was a big follower of phrenology, the whole, you know, thing about feeling the bumps on your head to sort of figure out how your personality is going to be. And so this friend of Haydn's decided that the best way to memorialize his friend was to hack off his head after he died and preserve his head on.
Happy Halloween, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Do you get a lot of calls around Easter? Probably not.
Probably not as much, no. Yeah.
Is yours the only book in history ever written about this? I've never even heard of it.
You know, I mean, there's certainly, you know, the phenomenon of grave robbing has been around for a while, but, you know, this particular aspect of grave robbing, you know, that we were just going to take the skulls and we were going to do it so we could figure out exactly where, you know, artistic genius was located, you know, which bump indicated artistic genius.
Right, the excuse was research.
Right, exactly, yeah. This whole notion that, you know, if we had the heads of these famous people, we could understand, you know, exactly what made, you know, Mozart the great composer that he was. You know, I mean, that kind of stuff.
Now, I'm guessing this is kind of like taking a street sign or a high school mascot. Eventually, you got to brag about it to somebody.
And you will get caught.
And that's how you get caught.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah, well, the funny thing about Haydn's head is that they eluded authorities for a long time, and they gave him a fake skull so that, finally the authorities thought they had the right skull. So, you know, after a while, you know, Haydn's
head. Oh, you mean they pulled a switcheroo, like, you got me, here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, totally. They did it twice, actually. They gave him one skull, and they're like, no, this is the wrong skull. Give us the right one.
How did they know it was the wrong skull? That's freaky, too.
I think because it was a much younger skull, you know, your head is like, it's like a bunch of different bones, and they grow together as you grow older. So, you know, young skulls will have like sort of thicker seams.
Now, this is, I suppose I shouldn't feel this way, but this is really creepy to me because, you know, when we have a memorial service, we put someone in the ground, that's where they stay, and they're supposed to rest in peace for all eternity.
Right.
And yet, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, it's just a skull. But I don't know. It freaks me out. What does the law say about your bones and stuff? Are there laws against, like, even having it on display or taking pictures? Even if you have a legitimate right to it, what are you supposed to do with it?
Yeah, I had to find this out. The law says that you can't have what are called wet remains, which is kind of a gross term. You know, you can't have a fetus in a jar, for example, but you could have dry remains, I think, you know, if you, say, inherited them. So, like, you know, if you find a skull knocking around your grandfather's attic, I think you're allowed to keep it.
And maybe
to keep it.
Somebody might have grandpa's skull. I mean, that they pull out at Halloween. You could keep an artifact from a loved one or something.
But how did they get?
Sure.
But that's a lot like that's a lot like the medicinal marijuana. You can have it, but you can't grow it. How do you get wet remains to be dry?
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a very odd phenomenon, and, you know, I mean, seeing these skulls, especially after they were stolen and nobody wanted them anymore, but yet, you know, they continued to roll around the globe, you know, for another about 150 years. They didn't get back into the ground until the 20th century, and, you know, these people continued to sort of maintain that they had, you know, the right to keep Beethoven's head.
Now I want to know something about you, Colin. Why did you write this freaky book?
You know, I just would hear about these stories sort of left and right. You know, here's the story of Goya over here. Here's the story of Haydn. I just thought, you know, these are so bizarre, but yet, you know, nobody seems to want to talk about these things. That I thought, well, you know, we gotta write this.
What's the story of the Yale Skull and Bone Society? Isn't there an actual skull or something they keep there? Is it Geronimo's?
Yeah, that's the story, is that Geronimo's head was stolen by George W. Bush's great-grandfather, like in 1917, and they keep it on display. And Geronimo's descendants have a lawsuit out against Skull and Bones trying to get their great-grandfather's head back or something like that.
Ironically enough, they just won an Indian head penny.
That was
the sad part.
Well, you know, they boasted about having Geronimo's skull until the descendants started poking around, and that's the point at which Yale said, no, we're kidding, we don't have it. It's just some other guy's skull. Leave us alone. Go away. So,
do you have plans for your own?
For my own skull? Yeah, I'm going to donate it to whatever local middling theater company is around here so that somebody can do a really bad version of Hamlet with my head for all time.
Happy Halloween, my friend. Cranioclepty by Colin Dickey. Thank you, Colin.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
But he was a creepy little bastard as a kid.
Okay. Back to reasons we shouldn't mess with animals anymore.
Okay.
This is Joe's theme today.
Yeah, leave animals alone. Here's a couple other stories where really the animals should have just been left alone.
Hippopotamus shot to death after escaping Mexican ranch. I didn't know you could see a hippopotamus in Mexico. A 2,200-pound hippopotamus escaped from a private zoo, was then shot to death after more than a month on the run.
A month
on the run.
In Mexico.
It's not like he was stampeding a folk singer.
No, he's a hippo fugitive on the run in Mexico.
He just spotted in Mazatlan.
Trying to stay alive.
Banana colada.
Wouldn't that be unsettling to see a hippo?
Well, and why do you shoot him? Well, can't you trank him? Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom?
You would think so.
Official with Mexico's Animal Protection Agency said the hippo was shot at least twice the previous day near a river outside of the town of Alamo, Witnesses said they fired shots while trying to capture the animal, but eventually they did take him out. Another leave animals alone story.
This one really makes me mad.
Ice skating bear kills trainer in Kyrgyzstan.
Can you blame him? I mean, I hate to say it, but bears were not meant
to ice skate.
No, not right. at all.
Probably. The director of a circus arena says an ice skating bear turned on its trainers, killing one and seriously wounding another. Siegfried and Roy in Kyrgyzstan?
On ice.
The visiting Russian troupe was rehearsing for a show. The attack occurred. Workers dragged the trainers away from the bear. The exits were closed and rescue services called in. And, of course, the bear was shot dead, which is what we always do to an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, and that.
Once an animal hurts someone, I am in favor of that.
Yeah.
This hippo seems to have been just... He was living the Disney dream. He was trying to get back.
Yeah, it was Madagascar, basically.
Trying to get home, yeah.
All right. Local police and the police blotter. Another feature from Joe.
Little stories that would never make the news, except for the fact that local police are the ones committing the crimes.
State trooper charged with DUI and deputy cited for illegal fires. Start with the fires. A King County Sheriff deputy who was acquitted in a federal civil rights case last year has now been cited for building two illegal campfires in an eastern... Well, how big of a crime is that?
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, you pay the fine, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you build an illegal fire that becomes a forest fire...
And I'm not going to say his name because that's... I mean, it's a crime. But didn't you just break a rule?
Yeah, he's on his own time. This is vacation time. He's camping. He builds a fire.
He should be setting a better example.
Right.
Well, you said he was acquitted a year ago?
That was a whole different case.
Well, I'm just saying, same guy, though, right?
But here's the thing. He was acquitted.
Right. Right.
So why is that a story?
I think someone may have it in for this guy. If you've been falsely accused of one crime and acquitted, now you're being brought up on charges of a couple of
illegal
fires.
Did he recruit bears to ice skate?
No.
No.
So you think he got off and somebody said, I'm going to follow your every move, and if you so much as start
an
illegal
campfire. You light a fire in the woods and I'll have you.
Now, the story has made it sounds like he got away from something he did. It says he escaped criminal conviction.
Again, this is a writer with a grudge. I really think this poor member of the law enforcement community is he used to date a governor's sister or something?
Well, he violated civil that what they say was he violated civil rights of a woman arrested in 2005. Prosecutors alleged that he had surreptitiously kneed her when she was resisting arrest after she was handcuffed, and that was the suit.
He was acquitted.
Which. I'd have to see the tape. I'd have to see it on Cops.
Yeah, but just lighting a little fire seems like a. Right. I mean, if it had.
Now this is a more serious one. State trooper charged with DUI. Well, you're a state trooper. You're supposed to not have a DUI.
And
right?
Many people may have met this guy on the other side of the deal because he's a King County trooper who's given out many, many DUIs and actually has many pending cases right now.
He's been with the state patrol for 4 years. He's on administrative leave until they complete their investigation.
Mm-hmm.
He's been the arresting officer in pending DUI cases. He himself charged with DUI.
In Pullman, of course.
Why, of course?
Well, it's Pullman. It's between Moscow and Pullman is where he was, which is, I shouldn't say of course, but he was on vacation too.
Okay. Did you see the World Series last night?
I missed last night.
I saw the good part. Phillies were ahead when I stopped watching. Then I got some work done, looked on my computer, was sad.
It was kind of a boring game. I'd like to see more scoring, of course. But the Yankees won.
I loved watching A-Rod botch the ball in the field, and I loved the fact he still hasn't got a hit.
You know what? I just had an idea for a $1 million website. It's free for anyone out there who wants to do it. It's for sports fanatics. I don't know what you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be something about, I hate this team. And what you would do is every night, every baseball game, and you could do it for football, you could do it for all sports,
mm-hmm.
You would take all of the botched plays of the team you hate, even if they won the game, and you could go watch all the parts of the game that made the other side feel good.
Watch the guy you despise.
Like, for example, when the Seahawks don't win the Super Bowl because of blown calls, all the reasons they should have won the Super Bowl would be on the site.
I'd buy that DVD.
You would buy. Would you subscribe to the site?
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Even the losers get lucky sometimes, make the losers feel better. I don't know what you would call it. The World Series is tied at one apiece, and the ratings are fantastic for the World Series, which means that...
Yankee haters.
Well, the Yankee haters, we are actually contributing to the ratings. Because we're hoping they do bad, much like liberals who listen to Rush Limbaugh, helping him get big.
And sports right now are just getting huge ratings because people have time, and it's free. I mean, if you're not sitting there...
Would you say that the huge ratings for sports, which is nationwide at this point and unprecedented, has something to do with a 10% unemployment rate? In some places up to a 25% unemployment rate.
People want free entertainment and they want escapism, and sports offers you both.
And they've got time off to watch.
Yeah.
And they're not working. And most people, if you're not working, I mean, the last thing to go is the TV. Wouldn't you say that? I said, by the way, speaking of TV, I had a sick, disgusting experience yesterday.
With a television?
With a television.
It's something you saw.
I don't watch much daytime television because I have a life. Yesterday I was on a treadmill, on a pre-court treadmill. And it's one of those that has the built-in TV. And I had forgotten my iPod, so I didn't have tunes. And I thought, well, and I take one of those sanitized headphones and you put it on. And I thought, well, I don't know, maybe I'll just channel surf. Channel surfing during the day? Ah, man, it'll make you feel horrible about humanity. Because the first channel, the one that was already on the TV, which means it's someone else's fault,
right,
was Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah.
Say it's Maury Povich or Jerry Springer, one of the two.
Because as soon as it came on, I thought, is he still alive? Does that show still exist? Because for a while, Jerry Springer had a pop culture kind of fascination.
Sure. Yeah.
Much like that other guy with the loud mouth with the teeth who died, Morton Downey Jr., remember him?
Right.
I remember Morton.
So the Jerry Springer show is on, and I remember, like every bad decision I've ever made in my life, I go, oh, what the hell? You know, every dumb thing you ever did in your life, did you just say that first?
Sure.
So I said, all right, well, we'll watch Jerry Springer for a couple of minutes. And the show was about cheating girlfriends.
Oh, you think?
Is that all it's always about?
Well, no, sometimes.
About cheating or...
Sometimes they go with who's your baby's daddy.
Yeah, who's the daddy.
Yeah, sometimes.
Or, yeah.
All right. Cheating girlfriends and cheating boyfriends, and I guess the formula is they have two security guys there, and they coach the people ahead of time to fight. They must. Because those fights that break out are not... It's like wrestling. They're told, you know, I want you... When you start to feel yourself get mad, lunge after the other person, try to hit them, and we'll stop you.
Grab
it's fake, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I think it's like...
Joe, come on. Flying saucers, Jerry Springer,
no,
same thing.
Well, I think what
skating
it is...
Bears.
It's
skating bears.
It's just a formula that they know works. It's like some cleaning things that you use to clean your house. If you put two of them together, they'll just explode, and they know that. They know if they put these two people close enough, you know, it's going to ensue. You think it's not real?
Yeah, I think it's all fake. In fact, is there anyone out there who's been on that show and coached to fake it? I want to know. There has to be. Anyone out there ever been on the Jerry Springer show? 1-800-252-1025. It's the Pacific Northwest. There must be somebody who's been on the show or had a family member on the show or traveled to the show and been in the audience. I just want to know, first off, I can't believe it's still on TV.
It's had about a 20-year run now.
Yeah.
The survivor.
My bad.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
News fart. So,
you got me all excited with this Jerry Springer thing. I just think that it makes your life look really good.
Well, and that may be one reason to watch it. 1-800-252-1025. If no one in our audience has ever had any degree of separation from the Jerry Springer show, that's going to be great for billing. But I don't think that's going to be the case. 1-800-252-1025. So I'm watching this, and...
what'd you see?
Well, you know, I saw the dark side of me, is what I saw. Because by watching it, I'm in a relationship with these people, whether I want to admit it or not. And I'm looking at the one girl who's a little on the hefty side, but still doable.
Right.
And... And I'm looking at the other girl that he cheated on her with, who's definitely hotter, but definitely messed up and was mm-hmm. trying to get him to cheat because mm-hmm. she's that predatory type.
The hussy type.
And then I'm looking at the guy who basically says, you mean I get to brag about my sexual exploits on TV?
I'm in.
And show my various body piercings and tattoos? I'm there. And he stands there because two women are about to fight over him. And he's enjoying it.
That's what I always cracks me up is that these really ugly people have these people fighting over them. And it's like, really?
Yes. And the guy is very ugly.
Wait a minute. That's relative. Because to somebody, everybody's beautiful. To this
you
guy.
Think?
You got five face piercings?
Yeah.
If you're a chubby chick on the
and
south
you know
side.
What? He's got the face to make that statement.
I'm a chubby chick on the south side of Chicago and I can bag me a pierced-faced moron. I'm in.
David, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I want to say I listen every day. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I had a neighbor. I used to live in Salem, Oregon. I had a next-door neighbor that...
You saw them on the show.
Huh?
You saw the neighbor on the show.
No, but I didn't see the show, but I know that they went to the show and they told me all about it. And yeah, it's totally fake. They told him to fight and stuff. It was two girls and a guy, you know, love triangle, that kind of situation.
Now, was the love triangle real? That was real.
Yeah, well, it was. But, you know, the thing is, the real part actually happened about a year before, but they decided to call the Jerry Springer show and say, hey, you know, such and such, and they kind of played it up like it had just happened. And so they sent him, you know, airplane tickets. They flew him out there.
Well, so you pitch being on the show.
They recruit at the end of every show. If you've had a relationship,
honey, our anniversary is coming up. What can we do? Well, let's tell them about that affair with that hussy, and the three of us will get a vacation.
If you know someone who sold baby formula to buy crack cocaine, give us a call.
Do they do that?
What they do at the end of every show.
Oh, wow.
That's exactly how it was. And they pretended to fight. The girls were pretending to fight up on stage, and they had Steve, the bouncer, up there stopping them and everything else.
So they were coached.
Okay, why does anybody watch this?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just people can look at it and think, you know, this is how screwed up other people's lives are.
All right,
so,
as you said.
Get some enjoyment out of it.
Thank you, David. Here's Jason, who says his ex-girlfriend was on the show. Now, was it about you? Jason?
But it was about piercings and people who have extreme piercings in strange places. And this is back when piercings weren't so commonplace, you know what I mean? And the
face
and everything. And then she was one of the first to really have anything like that. But they made her put on fake piercings because they felt that she did not have enough.
They made
her lie about how many she had in her private areas.
They made her lie about
it? That wasn't true either. And they told that the crowd that the couple was, her and her boyfriend were together for a year and a half when they only were together for like a month. Because I had just broke up with her.
So whatever so makes for
I
the best
screw
story.
Around for ratings,
so, so you watched it and you went, that's a lie.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
So how many did she have in her private parts? And how many did she have there and what did they tell her to say she had?
She had one there and they told her that she had 20 because the guy, apparently, I don't know what he has, but they said that he had 20 in his private area. So they wanted her to say that she had the same to match him and stuff. And it was really funny. And that must have happened so quick because we just broke up. I mean,
she couldn't have got 20 piercings.
No way. That'd be a lot of, that'd be hospital time.
Ow.
Thank you. That's got to be a freaky experience. A good breakup, by the way. Congratulations. Ed in Seattle, hello.
Hello, good morning.
You say you have been on the Springer Show.
Yes, actually, Spike picked me out of a Thunderbird crowd once, and I won a trip to this Jerry Springer Show.
You're welcome.
You remember this?
Yeah, we did a promotion a few years back with the Thunderbirds, and it was a prize giveaway. And
to be on Springer?
Yeah. No, all to be in the audience.
Oh, just in the audience.
Yeah, we're just in the audience.
Yeah.
But which is, by the way, you're on the show if you're in the audience, because you go, Jerry.
Or you sometimes you can yell insulting things at the guests.
Did it entertain you?
Oh, yeah. It was good. Huh? They definitely have people coaching the audience also.
What was the theme the day you were there?
Oh, it was the cheating thing. Somebody was cheating on somebody's sister's brother.
Cheating is the big one.
You came on a day ending in Y. We have cheating today.
Thank you. Someone else has been in the control room. What's the control room like there?
Well, it's interesting. I was in the control room when they were doing one of their adult shows, which is very weird because everybody running around on stage and everything gets naked.
So what is an adult Jerry Springer?
They have an adult version that they have on pay-per-view. At least they
is that right?
And the weird thing that happens in the dressing room where all the people that, you know, are the guests, is they actually have them, they dress them up. They say, we think you look in these clothes, and they make them wear trashy clothes, and they convince them that, they look much better in these trashy clothes, which was a surprise to me.
Wow. All right. So it's all fake. It's a circus. Yeah. It's wrestling, and they even have a naked version.
Yeah, and they rile them up.
So the next question is, I'm Jerry Springer. At what point do I have enough money and stop debasing myself?
Never. I have no idea.
You think he likes it? Because he doesn't even appear to be enjoying it, by the way. That's the other thing. He'll stand there and do nothing, and then he'll go, we'll be right back. And that's all he says.
Yeah, I think the audience and the guests pretty much...
So the job's getting easier.
Well, yeah.
The money's getting better.
You could ask Larry King that same question. I mean, it's a formula that they both have, and it works. Why quit?
All right. Thank you. Yes, Eric.
Oh, I was going to ask Dave if they got the guests liquored up, but I guess they...
It was He's gone.
Yeah. Liquid courage.
7:48.
I find it funny to say that you said you were going to channel surf.
And well, I stayed there.
You didn't go anywhere,
no,
did you?
No, I stayed there. Yeah. I had to see him.
Works good.
Well, during the commercials, I did surf a couple times to the news, but the news to me lately is even more formula. It doesn't feel like real news at all.
Well, what was news source were you at?
I look at them all.
Okay.
And I look at CNN now, and their ratings are so low. I saw Wolf Blitzer, and they were. CNN seems to think that by being liberal and by saying good things about liberals, that they're like doing an antidote to Fox. But it doesn't work. It's not the same thing. Because... they were on like talking about how smart Hillary Clinton was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think liberals want to hear that.
You want more venom against conservatives?
I'd like less venom and more insights. Well, more like, why do people think the things they do? Why do they do the things they do? Kind of like we do on this show.
Okay. But if you want an antidote to Fox, Fox isn't about the promoting the conservative point of view. Fox is about destroying the liberal point of view. Fair enough. Give me that.
I think that was fair and balanced in what you just said.
So unless CNN or is MSNBC serving that? Are they
destroying the conservative point of view would be more than
that's
just
MSNBC.
I think you have get right.
It ain't enough to tell. It ain't enough to tell your side. My side's doing good. The whole point is your side sucks. That's what sells.
Well, what
TV.
They need is just like everybody. You know what gets ratings? I mean, look at David Letterman. Look at anybody.
A sex scandal.
Need a good sex scandal. Consequently, they did just float pictures of Anderson Cooper with his hunky trainer riding bikes on some resort.
Have you noticed how hunky he's gotten? Since
Anderson has
been
pumping iron.
Oh, man, has he ever. That boy's got some shoulders.
And you like him, don't you?
I do, yeah. But I think to the point you were just making, both MSNBC and Fox, I think, have gone a long way in destroying our nation's ability to learn about the issues and have... intelligent conversations and say, right. Well, I think this. What do you think?
Hannity. It's like Jerry Springer.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I've been guilty of
hey,
that.
Hey, you know what? If they have those blondes start to fight with each other and tear each other's clothes off, though, they will win me over.
Bitches.
So there's a place for CNN if they're not on either end of that, I think.
7:50. Also, in the news today, let's get some news from you. What's the hard news?
Well, the hard news is some sad news. Geico Direct is sponsoring this one for us. A massive search effort is being conducted off the Southern California coast this morning after a Coast Guard plane and a military helicopter collided in midair. An eyewitness reported seeing a fireball in the sky about 7 o'clock last night, 17 miles east of San Clemente Island. A spokesman was asked how long the folks in those jets, planes could survive in the Pacific.
The survivability is in the neighborhood of 19 to 20 hours or more, depending on your body type and the equipment you're wearing.
So it's it's not, they haven't given up hope, and they say that the visibility is excellent right now for the search. Defense Department has released the names of 7 of the 8 Fort Lewis soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan on Tuesday. All were members of the 5th Striker Brigade, including 25-year-old Pacific Private First Class Christopher Walsh of Vancouver. The others were all in their 20s, and a soldier from Spokane was one of 7 killed in the crash of a helicopter Monday in Afghanistan. He was 40-year-old Chief Warrant Officer Niall Lyons, who was assigned to a unit in Savannah, Georgia. President Obama and Defense Secretary Robert Gates are getting together with top military officials today over Afghanistan, and this may be coming. This may be part of an end to the long thought process that the president has been undergoing.
He may be making a decision.
Maybe coming to a decision soon. The mother of the birthers movement has been turned away again by the courts. A federal judge in California issued what is being reported as a brutal ruling against her, dismissing the birther suit challenging Obama's qualifications to be president. Judge David O. Carter said the plaintiffs, represented by attorney Orly Tates, ironically not a U.S. citizen by birth, had asked the courts to go outside of the constitutional power by demanding that President Obama produce further documentation proving he was born in the U.S., and that if he couldn't, they would shut down the federal government and hold an election.
Goofy. She
really
is
goofy.
Determined, too.
She is really goofy. She was already fined $20,000 for abusing her privilege to practice law by bringing suits without reasonable basis in a Georgia court.
Although there's a market for that. Someone will pay you.
Yeah.
She might be needing a book deal. She might make her money back.
Yeah. Another plane heading into SeaTac last night took some laser light hit. This time it was a Horizon flight about 2 miles north of the airport and about 1,500 feet up. Port of Seattle said this was a red laser beam. Others have been green. Police had a suspect at one time, but he was released, and they don't know who did this. Canadian musician is becoming a PR nightmare for the United Airlines company. You remember this story, probably. Dave Carroll's first run-in with the airline happened about a year ago when the baggage handlers broke his guitar.
Right.
Remember that guy?
Yes, United Broke My Guitar. Great song.
I
wish he had gone hiking in front of Kyle.
United! Just admit it, I should have flown with someone else or gone by car.
So
United
this video,
broke my guitar.
This video that he produced went viral and drew 5 million hits on YouTube. Now he is a much sought-after public speaker. So last Sunday, he boarded another United flight in Saskatchewan and was on his way to Denver to give a speech to some customer service executives. When he got there,
his guitar was broken?
His luggage was nowhere to be found.
Oops.
Lost
sequel.
This guy needs another record, though.
Yeah. Lost my drawers.
And apparently the lost bag contained several copies of his CD.
Okay. It's 7:55. Sports.
Thank you. I'm brought to you by City University of Seattle. Visit city.edu. The series will head back to Philly even at a game apiece after the Yankees won last night. 3-1. The Seahawks will take on the Cowboys at 10 o'clock Sunday morning as 9-point underdogs. They will have Leroy Hill back from injury, Marcus Rufant back from injury, Rob Sims back from injury. But we found out earlier this week that Walter Jones won't play at all this year. Lofeta Tupu, who injured a pectoral muscle, had surgery yesterday. It's determined that he will not be back for the rest of the year as well. That was kind of an already, we knew that was going to be the case. And last night, the Sounders played the Houston Dynamo to a scoreless tie.
A scoreless tie.
A scoreless tie. And
so is it sudden death or is it sudden sleep? What happens at the end of a scoreless tie?
It's a here-and-here series, which means the cumulative goal totals from both games are who determines who moves on in the MLS postseason.
So 0-0 means nobody got any ground at all.
Right. So it's a winner-take-all.
Pedro.
November 8th
Houston has an advantage because they ended up in the second place. So now they tied 0-0 again. Houston advances to the next leg.
We could advance without scoring a single goal.
Right.
Yes.
Right. They could, we could. And it's my contention. I said this to Pedro earlier. This is why soccer will never catch on in this country.
Not enough scoring.
No scoring. Not just not enough. No scoring. I mean, no scoring.
We can't sell alcohol without scoring,
right,
is what he's saying.
My contention is that you guys are ignoramus and you basically don't know how sports work, and that's the reason why. It was a very emotional game. Mm-hmm. There were so many opportunities yesterday.
There were opportunities everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Actually,
fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You like the game?
I loved it.
Okay.
Explain to me, sir, please, if you will, why would you enjoy a baseball game for 4 hours where nothing happens, fat people moving around while people eat? Because that's the only thing fans do. They just eat. And I saw a game.
You just described paradise, Pedro. I love a no-hitter.
I forgot that. I'm sorry. I was talking to Joe.
All right, 7:57. Food for thought. Yesterday I mentioned I was on a bit of a road trip, and I stopped and I ate at an Applebee's. And while I was walking by a table, a nice couple said, "Hey, Bob, we love your show." So I sat down and said hello to them for a couple of minutes. They both work for Boeing. As soon as I found that out, I said, "Oh, I have to interview you. How do you feel about this, Boeing losing the assembly of the Dreamliner to South Carolina?" And in fact, I just went with the leading media question.
Cause sure.
I'm making fun of the media, but I am being it. And I went, "Whose fault is it?" Because that's what seems to be going on. A lot of mudslinging, a lot of blaming. And they said, "Oh, there's plenty of blame to go around. It's everybody's fault. Management moved away. Union did a crappy job negotiating. The employees maybe wanted more than they should have wanted.
Okay.
Or maybe, people were dishonest in South Carolina. And maybe the whole negotiation was a sham." All of those things are all possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they didn't pin it on anybody. But you know what they were thinking about? And I told them I would keep them anonymous. They were thinking about moving to South Carolina.
Makes sense.
You can buy a house down there for 50 cents and a Cracker Jack toy.
Wow.
You can live down there cheaper.
Warm weather.
And if you have experience, maybe you get hired. I don't know.
Maybe you get a promotion. You get to train those people how to build
a place. Either way, you're the smartest guy in your cul-de-sac.
Either way, you're either the smartest guy in your cul-de-sac. What do you mean?
South Carolina.
Oh, they're stupid. People from the South are stupid?
Yes.
Spike O'Neill.
Intellectual superiority comes with every mortgage.
You want to call my doctor cousin or lawyer cousin or any of those others?
Sure, you
by the way.
Now, is this a possum or a woman we're working on today, Joe? Give him a call. I'll play Jeopardy with your cousin any day of the week.
Take that challenge. Anyway, food for thought. People are actually thinking of leaving the Pacific Northwest.
The Bob Rivers Show, 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Key Bank is building new branches in Puget Sound and helping to create vibrant communities where we work and live. Community is key.
She was once one of the hottest stars on TV. I'm Deborah Norville on the next Inside Edition.
From TV babe to target of front page tabloid ridicule, her hard to believe transformation.
I want to fit into my clothes again. I want to be my normal size.
You won't believe how she let her body go.
I was like, "Oh my God, I didn't recognize myself."
Her struggle to regain her self-esteem. Next Inside Edition.
America's News Magazine.
Inside Edition, tonight at 7:30 on King 5, the home team.
Welcome to customer disservice. To be cut off, press or say 1.
It's only $48.
To hold indefinitely, press or say 2.
But it's your money, and they've got it.
To be spoken to in a strange and unfamiliar language, press or say 3.
The problem is they know how to break you.
I'm sorry, that's not a valid option. To be cut
don't
off,
don't get the runaround. Get Jesse. Consumer advocate Jesse Jones, defending your rights weeknights at 11 on King 5 News.
Halloween night, the Rock Sport in West Seattle gives you Hell's Bells, performing for the first time ever, Highway to Black. Hell's Bells will rock your world as they perform Highway to Hell and Back in Black in its entirety. Halloween night at the Rock Sport with Hell's Bells, performance of Highway to Black. The Rock Sport is also your destination for football. If they don't have the college or pro game you want to see, it's not on TV. The Rock Sport opens at 9 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday for breakfast. Plenty of free parking. Go to rocksport.net for details.
Hey musicians, Guitar Center has a huge announcement. It's the most audacious, outrageous price guarantee any musical gear retailer has ever made. Ready? Here goes. Find a lower advertised price than Guitar Center, and we'll beat it by 50% of the difference. 50% of the difference! You might say our prices are courageous, brassy, gutsy, and daring, but we prefer audacious and outrageous. So don't let the economy stop the music. Remember Guitar Center's 150% price guarantee and save.
On the night before Halloween, prepare yourself for an alien invasion.
This is where it's happening.
I think it won't do us any good.
New Numbers, CBS Tonight.
Celebrate the 8th Annual Fall Festival of Prawns at Arnie's Restaurants. Located in Mukilteo and Edmonds, Arnie's is a feast for your senses, beginning with stunning waterfront views. Arnie's special prawn menu features 15 dishes, each crafted for a different prawn experience. Try the oven-roasted colossal prawns, stuffed with tender baby spinach, bay shrimp, and parmesan. For an Asian flair, dine on wok-seared coconut green curry prawns with fresh mango. Go south of the border with the Santa Fe tequila prawn and black bean salsa salad. For details, including exclusive offers, visit online at arniesrestaurant.com.
So, have you heard about Half Off Seattle? Check it out at KZOK.com. You can find amazing deals on a ton of different restaurants, bars, spas, suntan joints, you name it. And just in case you've got a little trouble wrapping your head around the concept of half off, here's how it works. Say a certificate is worth $50. You get it for $25 and still walk away with $50 worth of grub at a restaurant. It's a no-brainer, so just head to KZOK.com and click on Half Off Seattle today.
Hey, you just crashed through my roof.
I traveled in my time machine to bring you futuristic news about healthcare.
You guys haven't figured out how to beam through stuff without breaking it?
We're working on that. Mm. But we do have shiny, form-fitting unitards.
Ah, nice.
Anyway, get this. In the future, we store medical records online. It's amazing.
But I have that now at Group Health.
And what?
At Group Health, medical records are online, totally secure, and members can access them from anywhere. They've done this for years.
Note to self, a primitive people with online medical record. Oh no! I must have created a tear in the fabric of time!
No, you created a tear in the fabric of my ceiling.
I need to get back! How embarrassing. You wouldn't perchance have 100,000 gallons of super liquefied potato biofuel?
We're fresh out.
Oh, drat!
At Group Health Cooperative, we've had secure online medical records since 2003. To become a member, visit ghc.org. Group Health, well beyond medicine.
Have you ever heard this from your family?
Mom, we're out of milk.
Or maybe this from your significant other.
Hey, who used the last of the toothpaste?
How many times have you thrown a light switch and...
Not again.
Or accidentally nudged the coffee corral?
Whoa!
How about scraped madly for the last of the strawberry jam? Found one egg when you wanted a two-egg omelet.
Who didn't put eggs on the list?
Or had to use your patented tap approach to extract that last drop of makeup.
Great. And this morning I have a presentation.
What's that? You answered all of the above? Well, here's the good news. You'll find good, low prices on what you need today at Fred Meyer. One easy stop and you'll save time and money. So while you may continue to hear this...
Mom, I need like a report cover and some vitamin water.
You can continue to count on Fred Meyer. What's on your list?
Remember, you earn points at Freddy's that pay you a rebate you can spend like cash. Get a Fred Meyer Rewards MasterCard and earn double points at Fred Meyer and single points for every dollar you spend on the card elsewhere.
Bellevue, the land of upscale retail, restaurants, and lots of other places that drip with the word expensive. So, on the one hand, it's easier to understand why people think a car from Bellevue's Barrier Motors is probably more expensive than the same car somewhere else. Well, it's not. We've been in business in Bellevue for 25 years. We're the sales leader in the Pacific Northwest for all the brands we represent, new and pre-owned. That's certainly not because we're more expensive. We're always competitive. Price has never been an issue. And with extras like our Be Preferred program, Barrier provides the best service and added value you simply won't get elsewhere. Speaking of great prices and Barrier Motors, listen to this opportunity.
Volvo's safe and sound, best-in-class coverage provides a 5-year warranty, 5-year scheduled maintenance, and 5-year wear and tear coverage. Complimentary on all new 2010 Volvos. To find out more, visit Barrier Volvo in Bellevue.
My buddy Dave here is a real know-it-all.
I scored 2,100 on my SATs.
That's great and everything, Big D, but you also got us lost.
Again?
Yeah, I thought this was the right turn.
You thought wrong, Einstein. Did you know that you can just go to Car Toys and get a navigation system installed right in your dash?
Well, I just...
Did you also know that these in-dash nav systems are more than just maps?
Really?
They can play your iPod music and videos, get live traffic info. They can even play DVDs.
I did not know that.
That's a first for you. Now here's Bridget from Car Toys to tell you what she knows.
Well, check out new Pioneer In-Dash Navigation of Car Toys with cool features like 3D maps and lane guidance. Plus, get Pioneer In-Dash Nav systems on sale now starting as low as $4.99.
Nice.
And with purchase of select Pioneer In-Dash Nav systems, you'll get up to $150 in free gear and up to a $200 mail-in rebate. That's up to a $350 value. Hurry, limited time only.
Wanna play? Get your toys.
Car Toys, a better way to go.
KZOK traffic
is brought to you by Papa Murphy's new Jack-O-Lantern Pizza for just $7.99 now through Halloween. That's Papa Murphy's. We have got a slowdown on the 520 bridge both ways. I-5 northbound jams up before the West Seattle Bridge up to the I-90 bridge. 405 southbound, a slow off and on between 527 down to 85th and Kirkland. Still a slowdown in Fort Lewis northbound right before the Stillicum DuPont Road. It's heavy from Marvin Road up to that, the scene of an earlier accident. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.